Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
To the United States now, where the UFC boss Dana White, who campaigned for Donald Trump, has been appointed to the board of Facebook parent company Meta. Well, the appointment comes just days after the former UK Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg left his job as president of the social media giant. Meta's chief executive Mark Zuckerberg appears to be making efforts to mend ties with Trump ahead of the inauguration, which is coming up this month. Let's take a closer look at what's going on. I'm joined on the line by Tom Lyons, business journalist with The Currency. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Claire.
This is a really interesting turn up for the books, isn't it? A move perhaps by Silicon Valley, by Meta, to cozy up to President Donald Trump ahead of his inauguration, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've seen Meta donate $1 million to Trump's inauguration fund. And now we've seen Mark Zuckerberg move to put, you know, somebody who is a friend of Donald Trump for over 20 years onto his board. And this is very much a defensive move by Mark Zuckerberg, who would be conscious of his longstanding rivalry with Elon Musk, and that other big tech billionaires are getting very close to Donald Trump. So he is clearly trying to follow them by putting on his board somebody who is a very good friend of Donald Trump, going back to long before he was president.
So what would you say Elon Musk's or Mark Zuckerberg's view of this, personal view of this? Is he holding his nose in making this appointment?
I think he is embracing it. I think he, along with the CEO of Amazon, CEO of OpenAI, and all the major tech players, including Tim Cook of Apple, that they are very much seeing we need to align ourselves with this new leader and this new president. So he is somebody who has been friends with, like Zuckerberg himself, has been friends with Dana White for a number of years, since about 2023, going back to, if you remember, there was this crazy time when Mark Zuckerberg was threatening to fight Elon Musk cage fight.
Forgot about that. So that was back in COVID time. So he actually got friendly himself with Dana at that point.
Well, Dana offered to the fight itself. I mean, there's a long history of Elon Musk and Zuckerberg being in conflict, going back to 2016, where Zuckerberg put $200 million into a satellite, one of Musk's SpaceX satellites, which exploded on launch. And that was the start of the fallout.
Okay.
This then developed when Zuckerberg launched Threads, which is a rival to Twitter, or X as it's now called. And out of this, I mean, the natural next progression is for the two men to decide to cage fight against each other. Zuckerberg is a jiu-jitsu expert. And then we have Dana White coming in and saying, this could be a great spectacle, and I think we could get $1 billion if we could get this fight going. Mm-hmm. The fight, of course, never got going, as I think Musk is in his early 50s. Zuckerberg at the time is in his late 30s. I think it was pretty clear that Zuckerberg was going to win.
Well, listen, we won't rule it out happening just yet. On the other side of this then, Dana White's relationship with Donald Trump, how far back do they go?
But they go right back to, I mean, Dana White's a very interesting background. He's an Irish-American, worked as a bouncer in an Irish bar one stage, got into boxing gyms, then moved into jiu-jitsu, and then saw this opportunity to buy what became the UFC, which is mixed martial arts or cage fighting. He bought it with two brothers, and he could see that this is something that people want to watch. Maybe holding their nose, but they want to watch it. And he found he was struggling, however, for anyone to put on this sport, which was, because it was so bloody and dangerous and violent, they were all afraid to host these events. Donald Trump stepped in. He owned the Trump Taj Mahal, and he said, look, I'm prepared to host these events in Atlantic City in New Jersey. And that really was the basis for the start of the UFC and the start of Dana White's move towards becoming a very, very wealthy man, with that support from Trump. So their background goes back a long way, and it's continued since, with Dana being a notable spokesperson. who's spoken out in favor of Trump. He's spoken at the Republican National Convention. He appeared in Trump's first TikTok video. He is somebody who's on the stage with Trump at his victory party, right alongside his family. So he's somebody who has long history with Donald Trump, and he's somebody that Mark Zuckerberg clearly sees is reading the wind and is saying, I need this guy beside me, because he's somebody who is going to be my access point to Donald Trump and also protect my company from Donald Trump. Because what I don't want to happen is he starts listening to Elon Musk or others who might be less favourable towards me and come after Meta.
It's just a big shift, isn't it, from these big tech companies, as opposed to what they were doing in Donald Trump's first presidency, was, you know, holding the line, pushing back against him, being seen almost as his opposition. Now they seem to be shrugging their shoulders and saying, look, we need to be in with this guy here, so let's get his friends on the board.
Well, I think they're showing the character of billionaires, which is ultimately to stay billionaires.
Self-protection.
The first time around, wealth protection. You know, like the first time around, as you said, Claire, like they were quite resistant towards Trump. And it was hard to get them together to meet with Trump. And if you remember when, you know, at the Capitol riots and attacks, there were people who kicked Donald Trump off his various platforms. In all cases, they've since allowed him back onto these platforms so that he can continue to push his various messages in a pretty much uncensored way. And now we see Trump coming back around, and Silicon Valley this time very much aligning themselves with Donald Trump, trying to cozy up to his friends, funding his inauguration fund, in some cases funding his election, and allowing him free rein on their social media platforms with the clear hope that this will mean that he isn't going to impact their businesses and he will allow them to continue to accumulate more and more wealth.
You see, the writing was probably on the wall when Nick Clegg exited Facebook. Was it just last week? And people were probably reading the tea leaves at that stage. But do you think it'll be a big shock that Dana White has been appointed to the board?
I think he, you know, his background is in men fighting in a cage. It's not immediately, you think, applicable to the metaverse, AI, and that type of stuff. But Dana White is clearly somebody who is very smart, and he has used social media very effectively to grow these businesses. He's also involved in wrestling. He's also involved in power slap, which is large men and women slapping each other in the face in order to knock each other out. So he's somebody who's seen how the power of these social media platforms. So he certainly understands Zuckerberg's business. But I think, you know, if you look at Nick Clegg versus Dana White, they're two very different people, and they come from very different ends of the political spectrum. And I think Dana White going onto the board is a clear signal from Mark Zuckerberg that he's moving in the direction of that the president is going to, that the US president is going to take the country.
And you're saying that we should watch the other tech companies as well moving in the same, this is the direction of travel, right, towards Trump, showing him, look who I have hired, I am your friend.
Very much so. They all see how, like if you look at Elon Musk, who's led the way on this, you know, funding Trump's campaign at vast expense to himself, and you look at his constant pushing of Trump's message on X. We're seeing all the other companies rowing in behind that. And if you look at Meta, Amazon, OpenAI, they're all funding Trump's inauguration fund. We've seen Apple meet with Trump as well. Like, they're all very much saying that this time around, we're going to be on your side.
It's just before we finish, I mean, the Elon Musk-Trump relationship is one to watch, because Elon Musk seems to be so volatile. When we see his involvement in British politics this week, you just don't know how that's going to go as time goes on, his relationship with Trump. It feels like something, and I don't know, Tom, whether you'd agree with this, that could just blow up at any minute.
Well, the one thing we know from, you know, Elon Musk is in his early 50s, and he has decades of experience of falling out with people. And the wealthier he's gotten, you know, he's now worth $420 billion. like the wealthier he's gotten, the more inclined he is to fall out with people. It does feel inevitable that you've got these two men with both huge egos, huge social media followings, and huge opinions of their own opinion. But are they going to be able to stay the term as friends, given the track record of both?
All right. Well, look, that's one
You'd have to think that there's going to be a fallout at some point.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree with you, Tom. And when that happens, we'll talk again, if not before. Tom Lyons there from The Currency, back after this quick break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.